Welcome to our teaching today, where Christ's Word is the center of our world. We are about to listen to the undiluted Word of God from the throne of grace with Pastor Philip Ransom Bello.
Let me just share a few scriptures with you. If you have your Bibles,
thank you, guys.
If you have your Bibles, we said it's our year of walking in light and dominion. Let's say that again. It's my year of walking in light and dominion. Ephesians chapter 1, 6. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him. Let me give you the concept of this teaching before we prophesy. When we say light and dominion, you can't have dominion if you don't have light. If you see the concept of dominion in the Bible, because it's good to make reference to words when they are first used in the scripture. When God talked about the two great lights, he said that the greater light, which is the sun, will rule in the daytime, and the lesser light will rule in the nighttime. So the Bible speaks of light and rulership together. So the purpose of the sun and the moon is not necessarily to give light so that you can walk and you can see the day's activity. The purpose of the sun is that the sun rules in the day. I don't want to go into the astrologic. There's some astrologers who understand this dimension of planetary bodies and know how to tap into certain things that bring knowledge to the workings of the creation and the workings of God. But you see, when you look at the corrupt zodiac signs, and even Abraham, who was an astrologer, Abraham, he read the stars and he could read the mind of God from reading the stars. So when the Bible says that the sun will rule in the daytime, it's not just brightness. The lesser light will rule in the night. So if you think about it, the Bible says that the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. If we're talking about the harshness of the sun, then how do you describe the moon smiting you by night? Because there's no harshness from the moon in the evening. So it's speaking about a dimension of dominion that light brings. So the purpose of light is for direction and dominion. Now, let me bring this home. When you pray, there are three things that God wants you to have or experience when you pray. I said this in the morning. The first one is your prayer to God is ministering to God as a priest that you are. And the second one is you are being edified when you pray. That's why the Bible says that let us build ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then number three is that you get direction when you pray. So that when you pray, God is talking back to you about certain things he wants you to do. He's giving you clarity for the year. So the dominion that God is bringing to us in 2024 is going to come as a direct result of your revelation of something particular God wants you to do. We'll talk about revelation in Christ and all of that. But let me come practical just for a bit. That you have the understanding of a way to do something. There are some of you who are in repetition of certain things, and those things are not working because the clarity of how to do it has not yet come. God gave you Abuja. God gave you Africa. He gave you the city. But you see, you need to know the way to go into the city. You need to have the workings, the light. He says, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. So the Bible is saying that your rising is a direct result of the fact that light has come. The moment light comes, what is light? It's not just illumination. Light is understanding, is clarity. The moment light comes, you have dominion. So I was praying about it, because when our Father in the Lord, Bishop, the Bishop Ransom Bello, gave us the word that is our year of walking in light and walking in dominion, I started to pray. And God started to minister to me that there are people in this congregation, and those of you who came here tonight, you will get certain clarity about things of how 2024 should go. So that before 2024 is over, you know how it should end. Because your life is not supposed to be a life of probabilities. Talk to me, somebody. Your life is supposed to be that of predictable outcomes. You can look at January and say, this is how January will end. Because God has given you the ability to change things. You have what it takes to... You know, when Job said, can you command the Orions? Can you command the stars? Can you command the planetary bodies? When Job said that, he said, can you arrange the constellations in their array? Can you do that? If you can't do that, then keep quiet before God. So he's saying that God now is the one who does that, and human beings don't have access to planetary instructions and constellations. But the Bible says something. After Christ died, you know, the death of Jesus is the game changer. So after Christ died, the Bible now says that he has raised you far above principalities and powers and rulers, okay? Principalities and powers in the heavenly places. If there is time, we will touch on that. But if there's no time, no problem. But he says he has raised you above those things, that you have control over a space called high places. Because high places are where things are determined. That's what you call high places. High places are places of advantage. That's a high place. A high place is a place of advantage and contention. Because for you to have an advantage, you must make a contention. So that's why it's called the high place. You see? So light will come to you. And the Lord said to me while I was praying that people will have witty inventions. Some of you, your money is not, you've not seen anything yet. Your influence, because God needs you to have it for the gospel's sake. All right? He said it's going to come from what he will place on your inside. So it won't be from outside in anymore, living like you're doing hand to mouth. It will be from inside out, because what he has placed on the inside of you is bigger than where you are. You see what I'm saying now? So let's read the scriptures, and then I'll give you some context that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom. Let's read it together. And revelation. In the knowledge of him. Then look at verse 18. The eyes of your understanding. That's not all of us. Let's read it together. One to go. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance? Can we see the amplified version of this Ephesians 1:18? The amplified version. It says that by having the eyes of your heart. I want you to talk your experience right now. Because what is going to happen to your mind is that your mind will be open. Your mind will be open to conceive things. You see, the difference between people is the mind. The promise of God is to everybody. But for some people, the mind is the blocker. And God is saying, I'm opening your mind. I'm opening the eyes of your understanding. Okay? It says, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. James chapter 1 and verse 5. Let's see the King James Version. James chapter 1 and verse 5. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him what? Ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So God won't shame you in 2024. You see, God doesn't do shaming. He doesn't do all of that game. But you see, God tells you, I told you so. God doesn't do, I told you so. You see, God can give you an instruction. You disobey the instruction. You suffer for it. You go back to meet him. He won't tell you, I told you so. He will still give you the instruction out of the love he has for you. So he says, if anybody lacks wisdom, the difference between people is wisdom. Say with me, say, I receive wisdom this year. Look, I want you to make it a prayer, okay? Say, I don't know what you do. It might be business, it might be politics, it might be governance, it might be family, it might be to be a wife or a husband or to raise your children. You receive wisdom. You see, there is a better way to do what you're doing. And you need wisdom for that better way. So my eyes are open. I see better. My heart is flooded with light. Are you getting what I'm saying? So there are no blockers. There are no blockers in my spirit. I have understanding. Glory to God. Help me increase this just a little bit, this once. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 7. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 7. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Let's read it together, okay? One, two, go. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. So, you see, you wake up in the morning and your heart is telling you what to do. You wake up and it feels like God just gives you ideas on your mind. You just wake up and you know what to do. So say with me, say, I know what to do. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12. Let's read it together. One, two, go. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. Another verse says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Witty inventions. Say with me, say witty inventions. So the Lord is giving to me witty inventions because this light is important for your dominion. Somebody say amen. There are people who have laziness in prayer. Laziness in prayer. In fact, there are two kinds of laziness in prayer. The first one is that you just don't pray. To pray is a problem. But God is changing that. You see, we were praying, I think it was some Wednesdays ago, and we said that the Lord will give us the spirit of grace and supplication. Because there are certain things God wants to do through you. When you pray, your heart is open to them. So that's why you must take prayer seriously. Devotion, seriously. There are some Muslim men in front of my house. Anytime I'm driving, at least, if I don't see them four times in a day, they are always praying. Sometimes I look at them from my window. I'm seeing them praying. And then I'm telling myself, if these men are devoted to whom they call their God, how much more we who know who our God is? We know we serve the living God and we don't devote ourselves. But we must give ourselves to prayers. If you came this morning, it's something that I shared. I shared from the beginning that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teachings, in fellowship, the breaking of bread, number three, and number four, in prayers. Because 2024 will be a year where there will be spiritual coldness. Mark my words. People will hate church. I've been saying it. People will be on the attack on anything that is godly. People will rise against men of God. People will defile those who stand to proclaim and declare the gospel. They will fight them. People will take away the legitimacy of gathering and your conviction in God. But you must watch out for the coldness in 2024. Because you tell yourself, I won't catch the disease of the world. There's a brother who I was talking to, I think it was after the service today, and I told him that God has great plans for your life, but he wants you to come closer to him. And he witnessed it. He, just after the service in the morning, a lady went and prayed for him. The lady just ministered to him and gave him accurate word of knowledge. I don't know who the sister is. And he came to me. He just knew he needed to see the pastor because what the lady told him was spot on. Something that had been happening from 2021 to 2023. And then he came to meet me and he confirmed that God is telling him to draw closer. You know, I sense that it's a year where people need to draw closer. Because a lot of spiritual strength will come from your stability and your capacity in the spirit. Yes, so that's why we must pay attention to that. So the Lord is giving us light and wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes this wisdom and clarity will come for the season. There are sometimes people don't understand how God moves. You know, the Bible says that the men of Issachar, they understood the times and the season. They knew what Israel ought to do at a particular time. The problem is that the instruction for January may not be the same instruction for February. So we can be confused sometimes with the need for a level of consistency with how God is working with us. And you're not following the changes. God told Abraham, go and kill your son. If Abraham went to that mountain with that conviction, he would have killed Isaac. But that same Abraham needed to hear the voice, stop, and then he stopped. So it's important that you follow the leading of the Spirit, that you have clarity from January till the end of the year. There was a man called Samson in the Bible. Samson dealt with the lions by killing the lions with a jawbone of an axe. That's how Samson dealt with the lion. But when it came to Daniel, you know, the wisdom of God for Samson was kill the lions. But the wisdom of God for Daniel is not kill the lion. It's sleep with the lion. So another person's wisdom may not be your wisdom. You have light and clarity for where he's leading you to. God told, what's his name? Please, can you help me with the children behind so that there are no distractions at the back, please? God told, what's his name now? Joseph. He said to Joseph, there is a famine coming, right? And he showed in a vision that a period of famine will come after a period of savings or plenty. He used the sizes of cows to describe the abundance of the season. And the wisdom that came to Joseph was that he would save in the abundance that the season brought. And in the time of scarcity, he would leverage on what he had saved when he had abundance. Now, it seemed like a natural idea, but it was the wisdom of God. This is what I want to tell you. Don't despise things that may sound natural. God might just give you a word, be going early to work. That might be your instruction. Or some people are not married just because of the way they talk. Your packaging is right. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying. Your packaging is right. You are fine. The problem is not you. But the problem is that when you talk, you just don't talk well. And God might be telling you your problem is your speech. You see, so it might not look like the wisdom of God because it's not something to obviously adjust. So now, when someone who is a man of God says, the Lord said to me, we are bringing in 20% savings. It doesn't look like manna falling from heaven. The wisdom of God in the times of their fathers was that manna will fall from heaven, quail will fall from heaven, but in the wisdom of Joseph, it's not a supernatural miracle. It's a calculative miracle where you use your common sense. So sometimes it might look like common, but it's the wisdom of God. Say with me, say, I have light. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, I have light. I have revelation. I have wisdom. I walk in dominion. I walk in understanding. The wisdom of God came to a man called Elijah. Elijah, you know, he met a woman. This woman was a widow. And the brook that was feeding Elijah dried up. You know, I was sharing with somebody something, and I told the person that sometimes what is of God may dry up. Because it was God who provided the water brook. And the water brook feeding the prophet dried. So if you are stuck in the wisdom of God, you'll be thinking, why should what God gave me dry? I prayed and God answered my prayers. And what has come to me has gone, or I have lost it. If the scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, how come this one doesn't sound perfect? But listen to me, that it is of God means you may not get a second opinion. So then the prophet now said, I'm going to obey God. He says, go meet a woman, this widow of Zarephath. And as he approached the woman, he saw the woman trying to pack sticks and all of that. And he told the woman, get me water. The woman is on her way to get water. And the prophet said, come back. Get me bread on your way. And the woman is about to come back. He said, you know what? Bring it for me first. You know, if it's many of us who criticize that man of God as insensitive because she had a son as a widow who was about to die and there was famine in the land. And the prophet is saying, bring for me first. But you see, the wisdom of the Spirit is different. I'm telling you that in 2024, you walk by the wisdom of the Spirit. It is not common sense that if the iron, which is the head of the axe, should float on water. It's not common sense. If iron is lost in the water, how do you bring the iron out of the water? You have to go into the water and get the iron out. Because there is no chemistry that supports iron floating. Then God tells a prophet, throw stick into the water. And he does that, and the iron begins to swim to him. It's the wisdom of God. Don't lean on people's experiences alone. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. In 2024, the Lord will direct you. In 2024, the Lord will be your guidance. In 2024, he will tell you what to do per time. Who is saying a better amen to that? So, during the time of famine, the prophet told the woman, he said, bring for me. And when she actually obeyed the prophet said to her, this oil will not stop to flow. It won't stop to cease. What does that mean? It means that there are certain times where you cannot trace the source of something except God. So that's what is going to happen. But I studied another prophet. In fact, the one who had a double portion of him, which is Elijah. There was another woman called the Shunammite woman. This woman had a son by prophecy from the prophet Elijah. In the time of Elijah, he sustained the flow of the oil during the famine. But in the time of Elisha, he told the woman to run in the time of famine. That's why I'm telling you that there can be two different instructions for the same thing. God can be instructing you differently in different seasons on the same matter. So your sensitivity to the Spirit of God is key for where he wants you to go. Joseph had a revelation, and in that revelation, he saw the sun, the moon, the stars bowing down to him. And his interpretation of that revelation was wrong. A lot of people have revelations, but don't know how to interpret the revelations. And Joseph's interpretation was that his father, his mother, and his brothers will bow down to him. But that was a wrong interpretation. Because by the time Joseph rose into power, his mother had died. So it couldn't have been his father and mother. In fact, there was no place in the scripture that is recorded where you have the father of Joseph bowing down to Joseph. It never happened in the Bible. So he thought sun and moon is daddy and mommy, and the stars are my brothers. But the actual interpretation of that revelation is that the sun and the moon represented the powers of Egypt, and the stars represented his brothers. So what actually bowed down to Joseph was that the powers of Egypt were subdued by the wisdom of Joseph. And then his brothers eventually bowed down to him. So I'm telling you now that your revelation of who you are in Christ is important in how you see. Because when God shows you a vision at night, how you interpret that vision is important to the wisdom you need. It's not enough to have a revelation. It's also important to interpret it well. Are you following what I'm saying now? So you have wisdom, you have clarity. You have understanding of the times and season. You walk in dominion. And that is your life. Somebody say, that's my life. When God says, let there be light. You know, the world that we live in is a world where there is, how do I put it now? Is a parallel world. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It says, if you go down verse 1 and verse 2, verse 3. It says, by the word of God, the worlds were framed by the word of God. If you understand the word worlds, the world there is not just talking about the planetary bodies. Mars, Jupiter, Earth. That's not the world that the Bible is talking about. That's a physical world. There is another kind of world. Because it says, by the word of God, the worlds, the word worlds there in the Greek is called aeons. The worlds, the systems, were framed by the word of God. So he says that there is an imaginative world. There is a creative world. There is a spiritual world. There is also a physical world. All of these are worlds. That's why it says worlds. It's plural in the book of Hebrews. He says the worlds were framed by the word of God. And from my understanding of the scripture, I found out that when God makes things in a world, he makes the kinds of those things in the world. There is a kind of everything across every world. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Everything has its kind in different worlds. So in the spiritual world, everything has a kind in the natural world. That's the reason why things that happen in the natural must first happen in the spiritual. Because in the spiritual, it has its kind. Now, when God said, let there be light, you know when he said, let there be light? That light was not sun and moon. In the book of Genesis chapter 1. It was on the fourth day that God created the sun and the moon. So the problem now is, or the question now is, what light is the Bible talking about when he said, let there be light? So when he says, let there be light, there is light across every world. In the imaginative world, that light there is concepts and ideas. Then in the physical world, that light is the luminary bodies that give you illumination. That's light. When he says darkness, darkness is the absence of light in our physical world. But in the spiritual world or in the imaginative world, darkness is the lack of understanding. So a man can be walking, hear this, a man can be walking under light in this world because the sun is shining, but in the imaginative world, he is in darkness. So the difference between people is that you see people who think they are in light just because they are wearing good clothes. Why do you think Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly? Who was he talking to? Was he talking to people who were breathing? They were breathing because alive in the natural world is not the same thing as alive in the spiritual world. That's why the Bible says, you who were dead in trespasses, all right? You who were once in your sins, dead in trespasses, he has now quickened you together with him. And he has made you alive in Christ. So to be alive in the spirit is to be born again. To have light in the spirit is to have clarity and your eyes are flooded with light. That's the difference between people. So when I was praying about 2024, the first thing I prayed is that people will have light. Because dominion will only come when light comes into your spirit. Many of you, you will not need to run away. The nations are actually coming to you. Because some people right now, you are planning against the will of God. As you are looking at me right now, you are planning against God's will to Japan. And it's not God's will for you to run. It's actually God's will for you to produce and bring out what he has placed on your inside. For some of you, the wisdom of God just needs to come out. When that wisdom of God finds expression, you will see productivity. Ah, the Lord is your helper. The Lord is your salvation. The Lord is your deliverer. The Lord is your keeper. And you know, by the grace of God, you and I will have reasons to rejoice and be glad. Because light will come to your spirit. So say with me, say, my eyes are flooded with light. My eyes are flooded with understanding. I know what to do all the time. That's not all of us saying it. Say, I know what to do all the time. Meaning in the five major areas of your life, your personal life, your devotion, your vocation, your finances, your relationships, you know what to do. You know, sometimes God needs to teach you how to relate with your boss. Sometimes the promotion is held back because of an attitude problem. And it's just light problem. It's just for you to know. You know, when you are in darkness, you don't know you are in darkness. Okay, you may know, but you don't even know how dark you really are. You just need to come into where there is light. The Lord is giving you light. So I'm walking in light. I'm walking in dominion. It's my year to walk above everything that stands high and tall against me. It's my year to subdue whatever comes against me. It's my year to triumph. It's my year to walk in victory. It is my year to experience the victory in Christ. Who am I talking about here? That's what God has called you to do. And the instructions he's given you, you will pay attention to the teaching of who you are in Christ. Don't pull yourself back a little bit. Don't pull yourself back from certain teachings that will help you. Don't remove yourself from environments that will keep you fed in the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. God has given you all things that pertains to life and godliness. There is no reason why you should be small. It's not possible. Because what you have in Christ is wealthy. What is the lamb that was slain? To receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, dominion, glory, blessings. You have all of these things in Christ. He has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah. I see a picture of people being helped. You know, when the psalmist said, the Lord is my help. Hi. And therefore I shall not be confounded. It says, therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I will never be put to shame. There are people's lives who are described with shame. Oh God. He says, the Lord is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. The Lord will help her, and that right early. You know what? He says that your help will come early. I looked at people who touched greatness. We're going to start rejoicing in the next few minutes. I looked at people who touched greatness. Many of them stayed in greatness early. Early. So there are certain things that you need to come into early. The Lord satisfies us with his goodness early. He opened my heart. He opened my eyes. He gives me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to answer the word of season to him who is weary. He wakened my ear morning by morning. He instructs me on what to do. So this year is not a year of not knowing what to do. It's a year of being intelligent, being spiritually alert. Hallelujah. So God is giving you instructions. Write those things down. I gave the people who were praying on Friday, I told them, I said, when you start to pray from the beginning of the year or just before the year is done and then the beginning of the year, there are certain things God will tell you. When he tells you these things, write them down. You have desires of what you want God to do for you. attach scriptures to those desires and begin to pray those scriptures. Everything you want God to do for you in 2024, write it down. Write the vision, make it plain. I was talking to a sister in the US and I said to her, what big thing do you see yourself doing in 2024? Don't wait for the resources to come before you do it. Write it down. Because the Bible says, surely the vision will surely come to pass. Even though it tarries, yet it will come to pass. So put scriptures to it. When it comes to your health, your finances, write it. And then declare it. Speak it. Watch it happen. I will rejoice over many wins with you in 2024. Some of you, your testimonies will be mind-blowing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Your heart must be ready. My heart is expanded. In the morning, I told them it's easier to do big things in this season than small things. Because the power of God that is backing you is capable to bring to actualization. Somebody say, yes. My heart is ready. So I enter 2024 under the move of God's Spirit, under the wings of His wind, under the help of God, and by the help of God. Because 2024 is not a year where I will do anything by my strength only. My story and your story will be that you are the man or the woman God has helped. That's you. You are the one God intervened for. You know, the Bible says the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man will do to me. Glory to God. So as we begin to rejoice into the year, we will rejoice knowing that we know and are confident of who we are in Christ Jesus. Because light is coming to us. Dominion is coming to us. We are walking tall on the nations of the earth as those who are called to fulfill a mandate that God has given to us in the nations of the earth. Some of you, you will come, you see, you will come to places of power and they would have questions that you have the answers to. Did you know that Pharaoh told Joseph that me and you, we are not different? The only difference is that in matters of the throne, that's where you are bigger than me. I'm bigger than you. But when it comes to our status, as big as I am as Pharaoh, that's how you are. When government begins to submit to you, it means there is something you carry. The Bible says kings will come to the brightness of your rising. All kings will see your glory. Kings will see your rising. That is my story in 2024. So I am walking in light and I'm walking in dominion. Who is saying that with me? Say, I'm walking in light. I'm walking in dominion. Nothing will steal my joy in 2024. Nothing will depress me. No, because depression is darkness. There are some environments I know is not healthy for my spirit. So I must keep myself intentionally within the atmosphere of what is positive. And that is the word and that is prayer. So are you ready to rejoice right now? Jump on your feet, everybody. For God has put a new song in our mouth. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. God has given us a new song to sing in our mouth. He has given us the oil of gladness above our companions. He has put a new song in our mouth. And therefore we will greatly rejoice. The Bible says the Lord is in the midst of her. And he will rejoice over her in singing. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. He will rejoice over her in dancing. The Lord will rejoice over you. The glory of God is seen over your life. Now lift your hands, everybody, and begin to declare. Begin to decree. Speak what you want to see in 2024. Open your mouth. Speak what you want to see in 2024. Speak what you want to see. Whatsoever Adam said about 2024. Please help me with the front of house, please. Whatsoever Adam said about the animals, that's what it was. So open your mouth and declare. 2024 will be a year of ease. is a year of supernatural speed. It's a year to recover what you have lost. It's a year to take back what the devil has taken from you. 2024 is your year of walking in light and walking in dominion. Your voice is louder in 2024. You are no longer on the backside of the desert. Welcome to your time of visibility. I don't know who I'm talking to, but begin to declare and begin to decree. This year will be the best year yet. Open your mouth and speak it. Open your mouth and declare it. Open your mouth and announce it. Open your mouth and proclaim it. In the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ, 2024 will be the best year yet. Now, when we're done declaring, there is a countdown right now on the screen. You will turn your declaration to rejoicing. You will turn your declaration to a confession. You will turn your declaration to dancing. You will turn your declaration to a springing up because of what the Lord has done for you. Lift your voices and praise Him. Lift your voices and worship Him. Lift your voices and glorify Him. Lift your voices and give Him all the praise. He is worthy. He is worthy. It's your year of light and dominion. It's your year of walking in wisdom, of walking in knowledge, of walking in the light of Christ. It's your year of walking in revelation. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Psalms chapter 115, verse 14. Psalms chapter 115, verse 14. Lift your hands as we declare this together. We're going to recite this scripture together. Are you ready? One, two, go. May the Lord give you increase, more and more, you and your children. Now you personalize it and say, may the Lord give me increase. Are you ready? One, two, go. May the Lord give me increase, more and more, me and my children. Say it again. May the Lord give me increase, more and more, me and my children. One more time. May the Lord give me increase, me and my children, more and more. Now open your hands and begin to declare that increase comes to you in 2024. You are spreading to the left, you are spreading to the right, you are increasing on every side. You will not be small, you will not be limited, you will not be confined. You are expanding on every side. 2024 is your year of increase. You are flourishing in 2024. Make that a prayer. Pastor Victor, get a mic. Make that a prayer. You flourish in 2024. You flourish in 2024. You flourish in 2024. You have increase in 2024. Your increase is systematic in 2024. Your increase is systematic in 2024. Let me interpret that scripture for you. It means February will not be less than January. March will not be worse than January. The Lord says that you will multiply beyond sequence. Let me explain to you that there will be no calculation attached to your increase. Yes? Who says yes to that? Okay, so there is no explanation. So it says, may the Lord give you increase. If you look at that word, it says more and more. It means it keeps being added on. There is no deficiency on your path. Are you getting what I'm saying? So lift your hands again, say, in the name of Jesus, the Lord gives me increase, more and more. In the name of Jesus, I flourish more and more. 2024 will be better than 2023. Every month of the year will be better than the previous month. Now, lift your voices and take that right now. Receive that right now. Receive that right now. Psalms 92 verse 12. Psalms 92 verse 12. Psalms 92 verse 12. Oda bakate da brando godobo shade bakata. Psalms 92 verse 12. Rapadosh kaprante keli pasota. Jida prampa papaya. In the name of Jesus we pray. Now, let's read this together. The righteous shall flourish. Who is the righteous in this house? The righteous shall what? Flourish like a palm tree. Let me explain it to you. There is nothing in the palm tree that is a waste. It means every part of you is important. Say with me, say, every part of me is important. Every aspect of me is working. Every aspect of my life is working. I decree and declare it. In the name of Jesus, every aspect of my life, you're not saying it the way I want you to say it. Every aspect of my life is working. So it says, the Lord shall flourish, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Next verse, like a cedar in Lebanon. Move to the next verse. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Next verse. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. There will be no point in the year where you will have diminishing returns. There will be no point in the year where you have fatigue. Just when you are tired, the Lord will be your strength. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. You are soaring in 2024. You are flying in 2024. You are flourishing in 2024. You are increasing in 2024. Give the Lord a shout if that word is for you right now. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. So please, let me advise you. No more fear in 2024. I have the spirit of boldness. I have the spirit of a sound mind. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he's given you the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. So he says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I want us to shout that last phrase very well. Are you ready right now? One, two, go. And nothing shall by any means. Look at your neighbor and say, nothing will hurt you in 2024. Tell your neighbor, say, nothing will hurt you in 2024. Tell yourself, nothing shall by any means hurt me in 2024. Let me bring you good news. It means I will live to see you alive. You will not die in 2024, but you will live to declare the glory of God. If you know you have eternal life, celebrate God right now. Celebrate God right now. You have life. You are protected. Your journeys are protected. You are covered by the Lord. You are kept by the Lord in 2024. Ooh. Job 23 verse 10. Job 23 verse 10. Job 23 verse 10. Oh, hallelujah. Job 23 verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come out as gold. And the point I'm making to you right now is that God knows your direction. It means in 2024, he will lead you by the hand. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Listen to me. To walk in disobedience or rebellion is an intentional thing. People miss the will of God from rebellion. It's difficult to miss the will of God. Did you hear what I just said? It is difficult to miss the will of God. God is a master communicator. He will communicate his will to you. In your sleep, you will see his will. If you are watching the TV, you will see his will. On YouTube, on Facebook, you will see his will. He will use everything to talk to you. So he says he knows the way that I take. And when he has tested me, I shall come forth as what? What is gold? Gold is priceless. It means that you will be expensive. Stop selling yourself cheap in 2024. Because your value is the value of the blood of Jesus. It was the blood of Jesus that paid for you. So you are being tried and you will come out as gold. You will come out as desired of the nation. You are a precious jewel in the hand of God. God wants to boast with you. God wants to declare his praises with you. For he has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light to declare his praises about you. And I prophesy, lift your hands everybody. I prophesy right now to you, in the name of Jesus, in 2024, you are priceless and precious. In 2024, your market will sell. In 2024, your value will increase. In 2024, your significance will grow. In 2024, kings will look for you. In 2024, governors are looking for you. In 2024, the nations are calling for you. If you just received that word, rejoice on that word right now. Rejoice on that word right now. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Finally, before we go, lift your two hands. I want to pray for you. Break it down. These hands that are lifted, we build in 2024. These hands that are lifted will do big things in 2024. These hands that are lifted will restore brokennesses. These hands that are lifted will grow in scarcity. In recession, you will expand. In famine, you will laugh. You will rejoice when people are crying. When men will say there is a casting out, you will say there is a lifting up. I speak to you in the name of Jesus that these hands will prosper whatever it touches. These hands will influence whatever it touches. I speak to you in the name of Jesus that wealth will be multiplied by these hands. I speak to you that the nations are coming to the works of these hands. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Ghost, rejoice evermore right now. Rejoice evermore right now. Rejoice evermore right now. Glory, 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 glory. In the morning, the Lord spoke to me that there will be a 24-hour miracle. 24 hours. And let me explain the miracle. The miracle is such that, hold on, Paul. The miracle is such that what somebody was waiting for from January, that's what I saw, from January 2023, that was supposed to happen in November. I saw that thing happen before 1st of January is over. I don't know who that person is. So it's a complete 24-hour miracle. And you know what I hear in my spirit? There will be first-time miracles. What has not happened before is a new kind of expansion. It's a new kind of testimony. When you share your testimony, get ready for people to beef you. Because you will not look like the testimony you are sharing. God is about to make you laugh. He's about to make you rejoice. I'm not just giving you words to make you happy. I'm telling you what in prayer the Lord told me. And God says that many of you will come into influence and power. It is for the purpose of the gospel. Because of you, the nations will hear the gospel. Say amen to that. All our children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. In righteousness we shall be established. We are not afraid. Are you getting what I'm saying? He says, I lay in Mount Zion a stumbling block of offense, that whosoever believes in the Lord will never be put to shame. Hi, God told me, he says, I'm wiping shame from people's faces. You see, shame is the description of some people. Allow me prophesy. For thou, O God, art a shield for me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. In other words, from now henceforth, you will not be known as the name of shame. You will not be described by your situation. But laughter and victory has come to your house. Laughter and freedom has come to your house. I just heard in my spirit, some of you will deal financially in hundreds of millions. From now, that is your level. I hear promotion in my spirit. There is promotion on every side. You are spreading to deep waters. Deep waters, deep waters. No more shallow waters. Deep waters. The prophet saw a vision that there was a river flowing from the temple, and that river at some point it covered the ankle, then it grew to cover the knee, and then the water grew to cover the waist, and then it grew to the shoulder, and from the shoulder they started to swim. You see the progressive promotion there. And it says that that water was used for the healings of the nation. It means that your productivity and your influence, the blessings of God, is for people to enjoy. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the Lord gives you a big heart that accommodates his will, even though he blesses you. Are you following what I'm saying? So it says that the waters were used to heal and to touch the nations. Ooh, there is a river whose streams will make glad the city of the living God. And by the spring of your branches, everything that is touched by you, everything that comes out of you, is a replica and representation of God in the deliverance for the nation. So therefore, oh God, I hope your people understand what I'm saying. So therefore, by the name of Jesus, what comes out of your spirit will bring restoration to Nigeria, restoration to Africa, restoration to the globe. So welcome to your year of walking in light and walking in dominion. So therefore, I'm going to see you on top all the way. Speed on your feet, increase in your hands, oil on your head. Speed on your feet, increase in your hands, oil on your head. Speed on your feet, increase on your hands, oil on your head. Give your neighbor a high five and tell that neighbor, say, I see you in victory in 2024. Are you glad about that? Are you happy about that? Now you can go ahead and rejoice. Go ahead and rejoice. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to all of you. Glory to God.
This concludes this message. Thank you for listening. And for more information about the Standpoint Church, visit our social media platform on www.facebook.com/standpointabj, twitter.com/standpointabj, instagram.com/standpointabj, and on soundcloud.com/standpointabj.